The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to growing plants in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I have a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and sharing the importance of growing what you eat. I've been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is great reasons to use container plants around your pool. Add color. Pools are usually enormous blue beasties that dominate your landscape. Adding other pretty colors to the perimeter of your pool or decking will accentuate the blue and make a huge visual impact by softening those borders. Adding color is a great reason to use container plants around your pool. Break up space. Pools are typically surrounded by some sort of walkway, whether it's concrete, brick, stone, or wooden decking. The result can be boring and harsh without softening the boundaries with color and texture. Adding potted containers definitely breaks up the space and allows your personal design style to shine. Create shade. Because of construction and the fact that people like to keep leaves out of the water, swimming pools are often without tree cover and consequently very sunny. Cabanas, pergolas, and awnings can provide shade, but you can add tall plants and shrubbery to your oasis for a similar but more organic effect. Your swimmers will thank you too, as shady areas provide respite from overexposure to the sun. Creating a spot of shade is a great reason to use container plants around your pool. Add height. No matter the size, an in-ground pool is pretty darn flat. Adding some taller potted plants helps create height and good balanced design. Experiment with pots and plants of different sizes. For instance, a lower, wide planter with a taller palm is lovely. Contrasting that might be a tall, narrow pot filled to overflowing with cascading flowers, wave petunias for instance. Equally great, but a dichotomy. My friends John and Heather have a gorgeous pool and do a wonderful job of using some of these tips. Check out the photos of their fabulous container planters. Create vertical interest in different ways by experimenting with plant and height. Gain privacy. Unless you like the idea of swimming publicly, you probably want some privacy around your pool. While many people use fencing, that isn't your only option. Taller plants placed strategically around the pool will naturally shield you from street traffic and neighbors. Pro tips. Use great potting soil. I love the Miracle-Gro Moisture Control because it keeps plants hydrated better than traditional soil. Be sure to use Osmocote to feed your container plants. And consider plants that don't need to be deadheaded like wave petunias. Less work means more pool time.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.